Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
If you grow soybeans in the South, you need a fungicide that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. Revilock fungicide from BASF is the solution you can depend on for stronger, longer disease control. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Well, harvest has started across the state of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says it's a little bit early this year.
Harvest is running a couple weeks early, but the weather that we've got, the humid days, the cloudy, the intermittent rains is slowing it down. That's probably a good thing, given that wheat time to dry out and mature. I think if you look at the test weights, they're relatively good, well above 60 pounds. There's some concern about protein. If you look at the Kansas City protein premiums for 11% protein wheat, it's about 95 cents. You go up to 1.2%, it's $1.05, increase 10 cents. Go up to 11.6, up to $1.15, increase of 20 cents. Big changes to 12, you go up to $1.30, that's 35 cents above 11 protein wheat. And at 13, it's $1.45 or 50 cents above protein wheat, that 11 protein. Now, a good portion of that protein's already in the market, so you gotta look at the basis, it's already got that factored in. But if the protein comes in low, we're going to have a protein premium this year.
Wheat prices have also gone up, and Anderson says we can thank Russia for that.
Well, if you look at the big force, it's Russia. I think we've had this increase in wheat prices, $1.50, $1.60, because the Russian wheat crop has been lowered, if you go back to January, February time period, from 3.4 billion down to 3 billion. That's 400 million bushel decline in Russian production, 200 million over the last couple weeks. That 400 million is over half of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. So that's had a big impact. But if you look, increases with the WASDE, the world, Canada, Argentina, Kazakhstan, Australia, and U.S. are all having higher production than last year. Russia, Ukraine, and the EU are having lower.
Anderson gives this advice on selling your wheat.
You look at the chart, June, July, and August is definitely the time to sell wheat. That average price since 2009 has been $5.84. You get a 23 price drop from August to September, and it goes on down from there. So you want to sell in that time period. If you're looking at timing your sales right now, you can sell for $6.80, $6.85 in Pront Creek area. 10 cents lower in the Panhandle, about 40 cents lower down in southern Oklahoma. But if you look, we're coming in at 685, and that's above average. And when you've got an above average price, your variability from June 1 through August 31 is $2. So that means that from 680, we could go to 880, or we could go down to 480. Or if it's a normal distribution, you're talking 580 to 780. So 680 now, but we don't know if it's going to go up or if it's going to go down, and it can move a lot.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sun Up, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.